Wise Guys Morning Show.
Well, I know what that
it's
decision
a good song.
Was.
Yeah. Oh, you think you do? But I was going to switch. I'll let it go for a little bit. This is a fun one. Odd looking dude. Old Robert. Robert Smith. Some people you would pronounce his name that way.
Smythe.
Smythe.
You like his makeup.
He's got a look. I'm like,
does he still perform?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they sell out, man.
He did the best interview ever. He's very short with reporters.
I know somebody that went, they paid a couple hundred bucks when they were in Atlanta, State Farm Arena.
Yeah. Oh, wow. God bless.
Like his makeup.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild,
like,
man.
Bro. As the kids would say, bruh. Unk.
God,
we gotta
man.
Do an intervention.
Hey, like, that's wild. I've not seen. I've had no reason to look at. Golly, bum, boy, looks maniacal.
You know what's gonna get you over if you drive past the school? All you have to do is yell "unk" and then scuba dance. That's all kids do now. They say "unk," "bruh," and scuba dance.
That's wait a minute.
Yeah,
what is that?
That's all they do.
You hold your nose
hold your
and wave
nose.
Away.
Yeah, it's the scuba dance.
That means get out of here?
No, it's just the scuba dance. I don't know what it means. But
oh, I thought it meant like somebody farted.
What do you do with your hips? Or you just go like this?
It's just hands, man.
There's no leg. You're not doing the running man or anything
no,
like that?
No, no. You got to pinch your nose.
Running person. Sorry, Paige.
Pinch your nose and then wave. Side to side. Scuba dance. Everybody's doing it, man. Ball players do it.
Fat Boy did the running man. But
Trump did it?
He was on the bicycle.
Yeah. Huh. Flossed. Can you floss? You should. You just dabbed.
Oh, I dabbed. God bless.
Unk.
I'm so unk.
Unk dabbed over here.
Like, no cap. I'm so unk.
There's no cap on that, by the way.
I love how...
They say that, too.
You know what? Like, that exactly right there. Like, the words change, you know, and it does feel sometimes like there's some kind of thing out there to make people not know what each other's saying.
That's for the moms out there.
You know, like when you say, like,
yeah, we're big fan of people too.
Hey, I want to go knock boots for that girl. Your parents. I mean, if you said that, they would probably kind of understand the innuendo. But
knock boots.
Yeah.
What about bump uglies?
But there's this whole thing, you know,
that's
like
that's worse.
I feel like right now we're like that commercial where they're saying, all right, you're being a dad again, stop asking him. But I've turned into that guy.
You, sooner or later, you become your parents.
Like yesterday, I had to, don't break my HIPAA, but I had to go to physical therapy yesterday. And it's nothing bad.
I wish I could have seen what you had to
I've
do.
I've got tendonitis in my shoulder.
Did you break, you didn't break your HIPAA?
No, no.
How did you, like, can you show us a couple of exercises you did? Or?
It's, I can't.
Do you feel stupid doing it in front of them? Like,
yes.
And they're making a killing for you doing that, too.
Yeah, but I can't touch elbows now.
I don't think I can.
Of this one. Yeah, but, well, I can't.
There's no way Paige could. Good God, look when she does it.
I can do it, but I'm in such pain right now.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Ah.
You don't have to go back now. Look, she's doing it.
Well, she ain't got to go. But, So I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to the physical therapist, and I'm asking all these, like, questions, you know, like, I mean, just it's kind of like she came over and started, like, you know, poking on my shoulder or whatever.
Yeah.
And she started doing like a little. I said, "So, are you licensed to be a massage therapist too?" You know, and she's like,
"She thought
well,
you
I could go in." No, she went. They went. No,
okay. I thought she was gonna break out the table and show you a couple deep tissue moves.
But I've turned into that person where I think it's maybe because of the job where I don't want. I truly don't want to make like all the questions about whatever me or what I do. So I like to ask people about their stuff, but
oh, yeah,
I probably do it in an annoying way though. At least that's what these commercials make me think. They make me like if you're at the coffee place, Paige.
Yes.
And somebody
jitterbugs.
They bring a cup and it says Mike P, and they set it there and.
Wait.
Would you grab the cup and say, Mike P?
Oh, you said might.
Mike P, your order's ready. You seen that commercial where the guy jumps in and tries to help? Like, they're making that be like
oh, a... Oh, yeah, that's the Progressive commercials.
Okay, this is the one.
That guy is great.
When he talks about when he's in the Uber and he's like, so how long you been doing this? Ever had anybody do anything wild back here in the back seat? Like, I do that.
Dude, the valet is the best one where he said, I think you brought us the wrong car. I had a Ferrari. Same way, man. Dad jokes.
It's funny. Know. But it's kind of funny. Like, fat boy wear, or, let me look.
I told a kid, if he didn't pull his pants up, he's going to wish he had them pulled up.
You wear, like, the dad shoes or whatever. At least that's what they're called. They're comfy, so who gives a crap?
Yeah, no, I won't guess wear. What? They're $40, too, so.
Again.
If you spend more than $40 on a pair of shoes, you're either a rapper or not smart.
I'm sorry.
Well, then I can say you're welcome.
Over $40
on that? $40 for a pair of shoes is more than enough money. Just like $20 for a pair of jeans. Anything over that, Neil Koloff, the Russian wolf, fleur-de-lis on the ass.
I'm starting to think you're an influencer for Jeff.
I think there's something going on. Like he's on the field.
I don't know who this
too.
Jeff character is you speak of.
Well,
your hands must hurt from breaking all that kayfabe just now.
No. I never called Cat Stevens Yusuf Islam either. How about that? Again, the audience knows who that is, right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. You got to have...
Marston, you know who... You know who?
Do you know who Yusuf Islam is? Yeah, you know?
Kids.
Again, Dabo said a lot of his team years ago didn't know who Muhammad Ali was, which is scary.
Yeah, that's a huge Cassius sports Clay. Figure.
Yeah, but meanwhile, like, say, well, who's Cassius Clay?
Why?
You know?
Just like, who is Lou Alcindor?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's a real good one.
Others that changed their name.
Chris Gaines.
If your dad's into sports, you would know that, I guess.
Well, you feel like Ali is like just an immortal sports figure that would just live on and on.
Is it bad to say, really, from my heart, is it bad to say that I would think, I'm not going to say that. Not fair.
You know what?
It's not fair.
I'm not going to ask you because I ask you too much.
Yeah, it's not really not. I was just going to say, like, if you're...
That's probably going to be bad.
I will say it. Damn, I don't care. If you're a black athlete, I would imagine you know who Muhammad Ali is. Like, I feel like that's, like, got to be, like, on your...
Well, look, I mean, civil rights and Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali, like, it all lines up.
I always think of...
I would think that would be, like, you know. But when he said most... Now, that, you know... Maybe those were the white people on the team. I don't know.
Now, that's kind of messed up, too, because that's like saying if you're a fat guy, you know where all the good food is.
Well,
look at all the foodies on Instagram aren't fat.
I know.
So you ain't... I'm more of a...
Because they brag. Oh, you brag about portion control. Oh, look at me. I don't have to eat the whole thing, puss.
Bring the whole menu. I'll take one of everything.
I want to sample it. What are you going to do with the rest of it, dick? Where's that going to go? In the trash?
Probably. They don't care.
That's why I dig through the trash now.
Is that why?
That's why. Just like George. Look, if it's untouched and it's on top.
I was going to say, you don't dig through. You might, if it's on top, you might. You
it's
might
too expensive
that.
To over order.
It really
like
is.
I used to. I get a kid's meal.
Well, look, you order the food, okay, then you got your tax, then you got your tip. I'm like, come on. Plus, you know, you got to pay for the extra egg, you know, because the guy messed up the order. I got charged for an extra egg.
You throw it back at him.
No, he already made it, but he charged me for it. Well, I want to run over him.
I'm sorry.
On the way home. That's how mad I got. I got charged for an egg.
Like, spear him or with your car?
Both.
Oh.
All right. Well, I know it's just an egg, but still.
No, it's the principle of it. Like, when I, you know, I talked about,
I told him to freeze him. He didn't get it, but I thought
ordered
it was
a burger. With pickles on it, and they charged me 50 cents for pickles, but yet I didn't have the lettuce, tomato, and onions. But did they take any off for that? No.
Lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, mustard, and
force pucky.
I always order a plain cheeseburger.
I didn't get cheese on the burger the other night, and I'm like, what?
What?
How do you not? Had you order a cheeseburger, and the pipsqueak that runs the drive thru doesn't even put cheese on the damn thing?
You just had. Bread and meat.
I should have waited for his shift to end so I could work him over in the parking lot. That'll learn him to leave cheese off a burger.
Now, when you say work him over, do you mean spear him with your car?
What?
Not the car.
Oh my God.
I don't want to implicate homosexuality as a torture device.
You don't have food rage.
No.
I think I might, actually. Is that a real thing?
Yes.
The fact that, like, I know what. And this isn't a slight to say anything because you just pointed out, like, paying more than $40 for cheese is crazy and paying more for 10 for blue jeans is crazy. But
But if you pay $40 for lunch, oh, I mean, that's
your food rage. The one day when you had just paid likely $20 plus for food, and they told you to pull up, and you were so hungry, you just drove away.
It's the principle of it. Look, at that point.
That's insane to me.
Can't well, I cornered that one anyway, so I got like 18 payments of $3.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm sick.
I like that part. Makes you tickle.
You know, I saw him in concert before.
You did.
Yeah. Big Sean up in Charlotte.
Are you singing it and dancing? I do not fool with you. Little stupid.
I was inadvertently crip running to the bathroom.
Have another incident.
Yeah, almost.
Look at Unk. Unk over there.
Look at Unk over there. you know, stupid.
Big Sean.
Big dumb dumb.
I don't fool with you. I don't give.
Isn't it funny how like you take the cuss words out of it and it sounds like a nursery rhyme like kids would say, I don't mess with you, dumb, stupid, dumb, dumb.
This would be a kid's bop, wouldn't it?
There's a bunch of things I'd rather do. I'd like to color.
I don't fool with you. There are plenty of other things I'd rather do.
Like play with Play-Doh.
Than associate with you.
Steal my sister's iPad.
Yeah.
Dumb, stupid. I don't mess with you.
Play with chalk outside.
All right, so we've got people on hold, but my screen is not working. So we'll just go to line one. Line one, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike, what's going on, sir? How are you?
Big Mike.
I'm good. I really don't know how to explain all this without sounding screwed up.
I've done it for two and a half hours this morning.
I'll just go. My wife passed away about 8 months ago.
Oh, sorry for your loss.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm probably sorry to you.
I appreciate it. I really don't want to get into how she died or any of that stuff.
You don't.
I wouldn't want to ask anyway.
But anyway, we were married for about 14 years. We didn't have any kids.
Yeah.
I've been putting off going through a lot of her, you know, stuff, her clothes, her, you know, the stuff in her boxes, all that stuff. I just wasn't ready to make that step yet. So.
That is very tough to do for sure.
But, you know, I finally started. You know, she had this, and I was looking around, and I was cleaning out the closet, and she had this old laptop, and I figured I'd go through it, you know, before I, you know, got it recycled or whatever, and make sure there wasn't any, you know, tax stuff or insurance stuff or pictures or stuff I wanted to keep, you know, whatever.
That's right. Smart, because like when my mom passed, she had a laptop that. I mean, it was
It
was ancient anyway. But,
hey, baby.
Hey, Mom. But I didn't want to just recycle.
Is that the password? Hey, baby.
That was the password now.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to just donate it. And you know, like, I think one blog that I read, it said that the best thing you do is just go smash it. Like, just go smash the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm serious. Yeah, so, there's very little silver in there. That's what they. Oh, you're throwing away silver. Yeah. Anyway,
they put it all in the converters.
It's this
the torque converters or whatever is up under the car.
Catalytic.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going through this thing, and I found some pictures of her.
Yeah. Oh boy.
They're naked pictures.
Oh.
Are they? So I'm just asking this out of curiosity. Like, are these pictures that you knew about? Like, you knew? No. You never saw.
No, I never.
Oh, so she never sent them to you at any point ever.
No, and that's where this whole thing starts.
Right, like if she didn't send them to you,
Who were they for? Right.
Yeah.
And that's been in my head ever since I found them.
Now, was this like a mirror selfie? Like, how many pictures?
Like six or seven.
Oh man, I was thinking it'd be like just one random picture, but not six or seven.
No.
Are you sure that like, you know, they were not before. Hold on, you said 14 years. So these were taken while you were married?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and the reason why I know is in the background, I recognize the bathroom. It's from our old house.
Oh, no.
We'd already been married a few years, and we lived there, and her hair was a certain way. It was different than it was, you know, when she passed away, and they're definitely from when we were married.
Look, I wouldn't think the worst. I mean, is there any way, like, she's, I don't know, trying something on, posing in front of a mirror, like, checking her figure out, you know what I'm saying?
But she, well, yeah.
You know how women do? Yeah. They, yeah.
If she's a bodybuilder. Yeah,
I mean, that's, you know, that's what I try to tell myself, you know, at first.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They're like posed.
What do you mean? Like
it's like they look like pictures you take for somebody, you know, different poses, different angles. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she took them and never sent them to anybody. Maybe she was feeling good about herself that day. I don't know.
That's not what you're like, you know, that's not what you're thinking, right? It's not what your guts
tell you. Don't lead him down. But did, oh man. First off, man, okay, I'm writing this down real quick. Your wife is gone because I'm saying it's for my own personal reminder. Because I was just going to say, there's probably a couple pictures of my rear end on my phone, and I've not ever sent that to anyone. But I was just making it.
Just see what it looked like.
Do you find anything else? Like, was it in like a scent? I've heard this, heard that face. Was it like in a scent folder or like messages for anybody? A name? Anything?
No messages, no guy's name, no secret account that I know of, no.
So you got to be fair, though. You're like, you don't know she actually sent. Maybe she made them to send to you, and then, look.
Chicken out.
Paige, no offense to women, but they'll take 18 pictures and use one. So maybe she, you know, you can't assume the worst.
No, I know.
But you know they weren't sent to you.
No, that's what I definitely know.
Here's something else, though. Like, if they were for somebody else, like, why'd she keep them all these years? You know?
That's a good point.
You know, I don't know. I thought about that, too. I mean, because...
That could go either way, though. You know?
Yeah, and that's the problem with all this. I mean, I can't talk myself into one explanation, and I can, but then 5 minutes later, I talked myself right back out of it. You know?
Was everything, and again, man, so sorry for your loss. What was the marriage like? I mean, everything was good, though?
Well, I mean, it was good. I mean, you know, we had our problems. I mean, I've talked to other people who've been married for a while, and everybody has problems. We were married 14 years. We had fights. There were times we weren't getting along. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody does.
That happens.
But I never thought that cheating would be like one of our problems. That was
so there was never
really thought about that.
Okay, so you never caught her cheating or never suspected
she's
cheating. And the intimacy never went out of your relationship where you just kind of.
That's such a woman question.
Why?
Yeah, I hadn't thought anything before I found the pictures, you know. But now, I don't know.
You're starting to remember things now.
Yeah, exactly. Like around the time that I think those pictures were taken, we weren't at our best. I mean, you have ups and downs. I guess we were both working a lot, and she was doing more stuff with people from work. She was going out after work sometimes, and we didn't drift apart, but we got disconnected.
But did you think, though, at the time, not now that you found these pictures and thinking back, because your mind will convince you the worst things in the world. I'm very self-realized about that. But you didn't think anything was happening then, though, right?
No, that's what's driving me crazy. I mean, back then, none of it bothered me.
But now you got new information, so you're trying to reconcile the two together. You're looking back with new information.
Exactly.
Well, that's not good.
But the problem with that, though, is suddenly, like, stuff from 10, 11 years ago or whatever, it doesn't look normal anymore. And that's where
Now you're just reading, you know, reading something in it every time she went out the door.
It's dangerous territory, man, because that's all you're going to think about now. All those late nights.
I mean, thinking about everything, it's the pictures didn't just make me wonder what she was doing then. They're making me think back through the whole 14 years and wonder, you know, what was that about? You know, what about that night you spent over, you know, your friend's house? I don't know.
Ooh. Okay, do me a favor, Mike. Hold on, okay? If you would.
Okay.
We need Please. To go to break and come back.
You swear to God you'll hang on? Okay.
All right. Man, oh man.
Yeah, I don't even know if OnlyFans was around at that time 14 years ago.
I can assure you it wasn't.
So no. It couldn't be her thinking of
it. He had stuff like that, but it wasn't popular or easy to get into.
No, Fatboy had to use 4chan for that stuff back then.
4chans.
Okay, we'll
trained by four Chinese guys. Yeah,
it's not Chinese.
Is that not how you pronounce it?
Oh, it's like people from Chicago call it the shy. It's not Chicago.
I thought it was the chi.
Oh, you did? You thought it was like Che Guevara.
So I was like, my bad. I thought it was the chi, not the chai.
I feel we're gonna come back. We'll talk to Mike. And that was my chair just then.
It's a serious situation, man. But I hate to.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. That's the thing, though. If
I hate to joke about
there's
it.
No one to ask, and that's the big problem. And you know, when your mind will convince you of the worst stuff, you know.
Especially now he's found these pictures. There's a lot.
Yeah. All right. We'll come
Naked.
Back.
Yeah.
Just remember his wife's going though, for real.
That's why I'm trying to, man. I'm
that's
trying
why I wrote
to
it real
I'm
big
trying
on here.
To think maybe it's before and after self tanning, and it's completely innocent.
But she's in poses though.
Oh yeah.
We gotta find out if there's that means somebody took them. Could be boudoir pictures.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, if we're talking about this like this long ago, you're not having good cell phone cameras to selfie take them with. Somebody's got to take them.
Yeah, you can't selfie take them with you.
Selfie take your picture.
What take my pippy with the selfie.
But then with eggs on our face, if he says like her mom took them or whatever.
Oh,
and you like to see her mom in the reflection standing there on the toilet taking pictures
oh,
of her
my
daughter?
God.
Bonus
Never.
Sister took them?
Yeah.
No. He can't hear all this.
No, he can't. We have him listening to the Cranberries right now on hold.
Okay. Yes.
All right. All right, we'll come back. Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh,
get buzzed, get drunk, get crunk, get f***ed up. Hit strip club, don't forget ones, get your rub, get f***ed, suck, get wasted, basted, pasted, plastered, puke, throw up, get a new drink, hit the bathroom, same throw up. Wipe your shoes clean, got a routine, still got a few chunks on the shoestring, showing I was dehydrated to the beat, vibrated, I was revived as soon as that bitch gyrated them hips and licked them lips, and that was it. I had to get Nate Dogg to sing some sh.
Look at it, ladies and gentlemen, Amy Wood from Channel 7.
I knew it!
Killed it. She killed it.
That's what she does when she's not breaking the news.
She's so talented. Love it.
Get stuffed up.
Okay. Back to this. Obviously very...
Yeah.
I know, we go from one extreme to the other. But, so, dude was married for, I wrote this down, 14 years, no kids. His wife, she did pass away. I did not write down how long ago.
I want to say it was close to a year.
Okay. And anyway, he's going through stuff, finds a laptop, wanted to get all the stuff off of it before donating it or recycling or what have you. Found naked pictures of her on there that were taken while they were married. He never saw them before, but recognized the former bathroom of a home they lived in. And she was posed. So we're not mirror selfies.
No.
Let's, he's all got it, you know, as your mind would do, you know, you're assuming the worst and all of this stuff. Mike, you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. So, that's a long time to be with somebody. And you've also got those questions that you want to have answered that you're going to make yourself sick forever trying to get these answers, you know?
Yeah, I hate that I'm doing it, you know?
Right. Why, though? I mean, it's natural.
But, you know, she's not here to defend herself.
Yeah.
And I'll look at these pictures and genuinely get pissed off at her. And I'm thinking,
who's she gonna send
who the
to
hell
you?
Are these for, you know?
Right. Yeah,
it's a natural
and
response.
Then 5 minutes later, I feel like an asshole. You know, I'm angry at my dead wife for something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a It's a tricky place to be.
Have you, and no I answers. Think I know the answer to this, and but like, have you done any digging around, like you go through email calendars?
Well, yeah, I mean, a little bit. I check the dates, you know, I look through some folders. I started getting into her old emails. Yeah.
At what point you just stopped because you were...
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did you stop though?
Cause, man.
I don't think I could have.
This is where I am. See, I thought, okay, what if I find it? What if I? Yeah.
Meaning, you know, like what? Who's there?
Well, what if there's email? You know, a name.
Right.
What if I find exactly who those pictures were for?
Okay, because then you'll have a definite answer, and that's just.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What if you keep searching for all this stuff? Like, again, you pointed out, for 14 years, the love of your life, no issues, everything was great, you know, she passed away tragically. What if you spend all this time and you find, like, nothing? Like, you will never be satisfied, or would that satisfy you?
No, I probably not. I mean, I probably think she just deleted it, you know, which is weird because she kept the pictures,
right.
but she wouldn't keep the email. But, you know, but this is the kind of thing going on in my head, you know?
Right.
Yeah, especially now because, you know, seeing what you've seen already, you're kind of convinced. You're in an odd spot because you're going to assume something happened.
Should I have a siblings exactly. or anybody that who might? I mean, that'd be a weird thing, though, right? To go say, hey, by the way. But you know what? At the same time, if she's on the other foot, it's, hey, look, did you know it was, you know, I would respect that.
She had a best friend that I'm still sort of in touch with. Yeah.
Oh, do you ever think about asking her? Well, that's the next natural.
I mean, yeah, but you know, what am I supposed to say? Hey, I found naked pictures of my dead wife. You know who she was sending them to.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean.
Yeah.
It's stiff.
That's the thing that stops you there is just, you know.
Yeah, what if I ask and she gets weird?
Right.
What if she pauses? What if she tries to change the subject?
You got to read the body language because you could be like, dude, that's her ride or die. That's her bestie. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to assume she knows
maybe
something.
Maybe she does know something, and either way, that's another door.
Let me ask you this, though. If you know, not that I could, but if you knew there was a guaranteed answer somewhere on that laptop, and if you kept looking, that you would find out exactly like who the pictures were intended for or what happened, like, you know, would you open it? Would you? Do you want to really know?
That's the big question.
Because you really don't. I mean, you really don't know. Yeah. But forever until you find that answer. You know,
would it bother you if you never knew? Because that would be a hard thing to confront if you met that person.
I don't
person.
Know, because what do I do with the answer? What do I do then, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't confront her.
Yeah.
You can't ask her why, you know?
And I can't, you know, you're exactly right. And
you don't know if it stopped at pictures. If something happened, if it stopped at the pictures or more happened.
You can't have the fight.
Finger play.
You know, you can't say, wait a minute, you know.
Ass play.
Exactly.
You can't.
Exactly.
Or you know, you maybe you can't forgive. Or you decide you don't forgive her. You know?
Yeah. And I don't. And that's the thing. I don't want to go through my life, you know, carrying this resentment or grudge.
I think I get what you're asking now, actually. I think I do. Like,
I don't even know anymore.
Well,
I don't think you're asking us if she cheated.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No. Like, you're...
It's beyond that now. So now the question is, should you try to find out? Do you pursue it?
That's exactly... Yes. That's exactly what he's asking.
No, it's going to make... anything better.
Let me say something funny right now. You've ruined my Friday.
Man, this is a Monday problem. Mike.
Like, you know, like, if you find it, is it good? It might not make anything better, you know?
Yeah. No, but not knowing is driving me crazy, too.
Yeah.
If you're sitting here, none of this would even be a question. I just take the laptop and I open up the photo. I say, who the hell are these? What the hell are these?
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Maybe she had an explanation, you know. Maybe she lied to me. I, maybe we'd have the biggest fight of our marriage, but at least I could ask her.
Right.
And you can't. Right. That's the biggest thing.
And I'm all messed up because whatever the answer is, I can never get it, you know, straight from her.
Damn, man. That's very tough. That is, honest to God, man, from like my heterosexual heart to yours, Mike, that's tough.
Well, that's why I call. I keep opening up the laptop and then close it. Close it.
Over, like more than once.
So everything's intact. You haven't gotten rid of the pictures. You haven't deleted anything. You fell in the pool, Mike, I think.
Mike, are you underwater? Are you okay? Do you live in Del Norte? Something's happening. some part of you isn't. You're not ready to walk away from it. You're not. But at the same time, you know.
Are you prepared to break your heart, though? I mean, and do you need a resolution to this?
Well, look, let's just fast forward to where we are on this thing. Like, you've already seen the pictures. That bell's been rung. You can't go back to yesterday and not know that they never existed, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's...
Exactly.
So...
This really seriously is a tough deal, man, because she ain't here to ask, and you're left with these pictures that you will keep looking at.
The good outcome, though, is that, you know, he finds out the truth, and you know,
if the friend don't know, then
it's better than making up 10 different versions of what he thinks maybe happened or whatever.
If the friend knows anything, she might have kept it secret, and the only person that knows is the one that received the pictures.
Just maybe. Let me ask you this, Mike, from person to person here. Do you not think? And I, you know, if I'm asking a very personal question, I don't know if you and your wife I know we're running late. If you exchange like nude pictures and stuff like that, but maybe if she was one that was not known for doing that, maybe she said, you know what, I'm going to send him some photos. She took the photos, was not happy with them, never sent them to, because, you know, it's it's a very, you know, big thing to do. So maybe, just maybe, you accept the innocence instead of looking for the guilt.
Yeah.
Or if you could track them somehow.
I mean, there is that, because, you know, I thought about that too. And then you're thinking, okay, but that, even that, you know, route still leaves an open-ended, you know.
No, I know.
Hey, Mike, a question mark.
Hold on. I'm going to talk to you off the air, brother. We got to bounce.
Hang on, Big Mike.
We'll try to get him back.
I really think if that laptop stays out of sight, out of mind, he's just going to, sad to say, forget about it.
But there's not ever, he's going to go the whole rest of his life not knowing. I mean, I could see him end up going to like a psychic.
That's what
trying
I
to talk.
You know what but I was thinking.
If you're the friend, her friend, like, you got to tell him something to ease his mind. Even if you got to lie to him. Or even if you don't know, say you know, just tell him something that he'll go the rest of his life wondering about this stuff.
I honestly wouldn't want to know. I would just...
That's tough.
Preserve the memory of what I know and just put it to rest.
Yeah, just attribute it to the devil. That's the book. You had this, beautiful 14 years with this lady. The Lord called her home, and then, that sucks, man. It really sucks.
Monday next time, Big Mike, Monday.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Paige will do some headlines. We're going to talk about some celebrity birthdays and suck it and all kinds of stuff. And we're late.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.